So, dude, I on the last one that we did, when I had to line everything up when and Micah was on the TV, mm-hmm. I couldn't hear her in these microphones. So when she clapped, it did nothing. Except me, I was able to sync up her audio with her video. Mm-hmm. But it made me sync up. I ended up syncing up Shane's clap with her clap. And it didn't line up at all. And I'm like, what is happening? So it took me a little while to get that all organized. That, yeah.
So the way that I've seen people do it before is like they like do different nests and then they put all the nests together. And so that way, that's how they use like when they use Firefly to like do the automatic podcast cutting.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's how it knows how to switch in between. Because I was trying to figure out the whole time. I'm like, how does it know like where to switch?
Is that one rolling? Because I thought there should. Okay. I thought there was supposed to be a red light on the front, but I guess it's just on the back.
I didn't know anything that you just said.
It doesn't really matter. In reality, like, it means nothing.
What do words mean?
Are we filming?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Cool.
We're not going. Like, we're not starting, but we're rolling.
I mean, we could be started.
I mean, yeah, we could just keep
rolling.
Keep rolling.
Shane, why is there people kissing on this?
Well, interesting. Do you want me to explain the challenge?
There's baby on here. There's servicemen.
Well, the point is that what they say is that by the time you leave the company, they would hope you would be a better husband, a better part of your family, and a better citizen.
Oh, that's nice. So that's, wow.
All three of them.
Okay. I thought it was going to be by the time you leave the company, you will have made out with somebody.
You probably would have done that too, theoretically.
I hear that's like a thing in like restaurants and stuff. There's just like making out with everybody.
What? I never worked in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, there's like, so they're all hooking up.
I wouldn't know.
They're all hooking up with each other.
Yes. Yeah, so someone who worked in a restaurant. Oh, it's disgusting.
Oh, really?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Shane, lots of drugs.
Will you pull those headphones down?
Yeah.
Shane's been watching. Have you heard about
be careful with them. Those are really expensive.
I know. I'm not. And those are my, and those I'm are not mine. Chucking them. I'm just putting them down.
Oh, I'll just. You pick them up like that. And I was like, oh, God, no.
Shane's been watching the
Bear.
The Bear. Have you watched it?
I watched the first episode.
I'm not really into it. Shane really likes it.
It's really good.
I think my issue is I'm trying to do two things at once when I watch it, and it's like,
well,
you need to...
Well, it's like so chaotic, it gives me the music. Anxiety. I cannot watch this.
Is that on Hulu?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
I saw an ad for it.
It's really good. I think it's really good.
Right. I don't know if I would... What's it about? Is it about a bear?
It's about a restaurant.
There's a bear in
It's about a family
episode.
Restaurant.
Oh, yeah, okay. I remember reading that, the thing about it.
But...
Can I hit us with the intro this time?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I had an idea of what I was going to do, but yeah. Oh, no. No, it's good because we had Micah do one. Now you can do one.
Okay.
Well, we had Phineas do one.
Phineas?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was actually really good. I really liked that part, actually. It was a good open.
Yeah. And then the fact that you were like, can I come back now? That cracked me up.
Are you looking up how late Freddy's is open?
Yeah.
Does it have to be Freddy's?
Well, now that you have it in my brain,
I know exactly what you mean when somebody, they get you in the mood for it, and then, oh, this won't work out. It's like, you can't do that now. We're going. Sorry.
Are we ready?
Trust me, I'm totally okay with it.
Okay, one second. I have to woo-saw myself. I have to get myself in the character. 1 second.
I know that feeling.
I feel like this is...
Hold on. All right. No, I messed up. I have to go back. Hold on. I'm not ready. Welcome back to Nonsense.podcast. We are back with Shane, which is me. Rob.
That's me.
Amanda.
And Micah. And Woo! My stomach made a little noise. I wonder
if
I
love it.
I thought that was my throat.
It could be either one.
Okay, I thought it was my stomach.
Yeah.
Was it your stomach last episode?
And it was yours before that. It was yours.
No, it wasn't mine.
Not in the last episode, but it was yours one day.
Yeah, one day it was.
We're just all kinds of...
And I just wanted to start off with, Rob, I have a bone to pick with you.
Ooh.
And I haven't mentioned it. We've filmed two podcasts now. I've kept very quiet so that we could discuss this on air in front of all of our audience and friends.
I'm a little worried.
I'm kind of
I hope it's something good.
We're divorcing you.
So if you don't understand some of how this works, Rob edits the podcast. He puts them out. He actually does everything besides I just talk. That's literally all I do now. But my issue is that Rob names titles all the podcasts. And for some reason, he decided the episode 52 or 53, whichever.
It was the last one. He named it
the most boring podcast in the world.
What are you doing, Rob?
So I called it that because we were talking about work. That was honestly the only reason why I did it.
There's nothing boring about what we do.
But also it's catchy because, like, aren't you going to be like, all right, I got to hear the most boring podcast?
No.
You don't think so?
No. Absolutely not.
Should we change the title of it?
This is it's too late
now. No, because now we're addressing it. No, we're addressing it and we're keeping it. But I just want to let you know I have a problem with your creative idea of deciding that that podcast is the most boring podcast in the world. It could be much worse. We could talk about accounting. Mm. We could talk about taxes. We could talk about...
Can we talk about the intricacies of taxidermy?
Actually, I feel like I would watch that.
I'm super interested in that, actually.
See, you're
I've
wrong.
Actually been learning a lot
you're
about taxidermy.
Wrong.
So, you know what's really funny is that I didn't think you would actually like bring it up, but I was like, oh man, I hope I didn't hurt Shane's feelings by putting
it
on.
No, it didn't actually hurt my feelings, but I thought...
But I literally thought about it.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt my feelings, but my thought was is that... Like, I'm not going to, like, I would specifically, like, if one of my podcasts that I was listening to, like, ding, I got a notification, just play nonsense, just.
The world's most boring episode, podcast.
I'd be like, I'm not listening to this one. Like, I'm already avoiding it. You are personally downgrading the retention and audience of our brand.
So we'll keep an eye on the analytics and see how well it
does.
We'll
have to find
I'm
out.
Really interested.
Let us know. Number one, let us know if you watch the episode. Which, I mean, you'd have to watch this episode. The follow-up is probably not going to be good, depending on which one of our episodes that we just filmed goes next.
Right.
Number two, comment if it actually was the most boring podcast episode, because that was my idea. And if it was bad, then I can be fired.
So I just want to let everybody know that Shane does not have a problem with the name of the podcast episode. Yeah, no, honestly, the only reason was because we were talking about work, and I was like, this is going to get some clicks. Because honestly, if it were me personally, I would be like, I'm going to watch that to see if, like, why they called it that. Because it can't be that boring if they actually named it that.
I thought it was pretty good.
I did too. I thought it was fun.
Why don't we counteract that little mishap and name this one the most interesting podcast ever? Or just We're All Gay, because that would get a lot of
clickbait.
Surprise, everybody at the table is gay. Would it not work?
So I honestly thought, since we decided what we were going to talk about on this episode, yeah. I thought you were going to run with the fact that she thought her stomach made a noise, my throat made a noise, and her stomach made a noise on the last episode, and be like, speaking of that, we're all hungry.
No, we are all hungry, and we were trying to decide whether or not at this point, because we only have about an hour window,
right.
Okay, because we're all busy people. Well, at a DoorDash to the podcast studio.
Right.
And we decided against it, I think.
We did.
Like, yeah, we've not made an order.
However, DoorDash, if you're listening, we are open to sponsorships. And if you do sponsor us, we will make a pledge to DoorDash on every episode that we do.
We'll get interrupted in the middle of
we'll
every
only
episode.
Wear DoorDash merch.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I'm down for it.
Right.
So, and there's another travesty that I think we need to discuss publicly.
Another one.
Does this one involve me as well?
No.
Oh, well, good.
Well, you can be involved, but it's the hate on Fazoli's.
So it's like, yeah, and actually we're divided because we got you two, Let's I guess, go. Like,
okay, I'm not for Fazoli's, okay? I'm for breadsticks.
Oh, yeah, Fazoli's breadsticks
I'm
are the
for
bomb.
Breadsticks and breadstick rice.
But I think Olive Garden's breadsticks trump Fazoli's breadsticks.
I want to let different. You guys know.
It's not the same.
I am camping outside of that Olive Garden that's being built.
Oh.
And I will live there.
Until you're told you.
You're going to be the first
you
customer.
You know it's every time a restaurant opens, you can't get in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I am going to get in there.
So they're building a Fazoli's. They're building an Olive Garden or near where we live, finally, after, 15 years of talking about
it?
They're finally building one.
We actually,
But I haven't seen any construction for it yet, so I have yet to
believe it. What are you talking about?
We have seen it.
It's like almost all the way built.
I haven't seen it.
Do you not go to Marion?
No.
Yes, you do.
I only take the back roads.
You go there every day?
I take the back roads.
Okay, that's fair.
Anyway. No, remember on a podcast you asked me one time, you were like, do you know where this is? And I was like, nope. You're like, do you know where this is? Nope. Do you even leave your house? Typically, no.
Anyway, what I was trying to say is that we have a $100 gift card.
To where?
Olive Garden.
Mm. From where?
From the gift card fairy.
They gave us it for our anniversary.
That's exciting.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm so excited.
I think it's funny that you're just now finding out about this.
I know.
Well, I don't know. I had it, and then I hadn't brought it home yet, and then the Olive Garden's not open.
Where? Because your anniversary is in August, right?
Yeah, just passed.
Yeah, on the 4th.
Where? Don't lose it, please.
No, it's at work. It's on my desk. Okay. So we're good.
I think I have one, too.
Do you really?
Yeah, not $100, but I think I have one.
Okay, so it's not just Olive Garden, to be fair. It's like
Cheddar's. Yeah, mine is like the 4. Yeah, that's what mine
Olive
is.
Olive Garden, something else, but I'm not going to go to Paducah to go cash it in, so I'm just going to wait till Olive Garden.
Amanda and I did that one day. We were hanging out one day, and you were at work, and we were like, we're hungry. And I was like, where do you want to eat? She's like, nowhere around here. I was like, all right, we're going to Paducah.
We
drove there to eat at Olive Garden.
I could eat so many rounds of soup salad breadstick.
Yeah, it's my
favorite. On a $100 gift card. Really nice. Like, I could probably go at least 5 times.
Aren't they endless?
Well, he's talking about but, 5 times. I mean,
I'm not going to sit there for the entire time.
Why not? Sit there all day and just eat soup salad breadsticks.
Oh, God.
Do you think they would kick you out? How long do you think it would take before they kick you out?
I don't know. I think it would take longer. I think it would take longer for them to kick me out than it would for me to fill up and I can't eat anymore. Like the tank is full.
Well, yeah, but then you could just wait for the rest of the day. Just be like, can you bring me another water?
You know, it's a funny story about Olive Garden, actually. So my brother in February, he was in like a really bad accident. So he's actually like in a coma for like a month.
That's not the funny part, right?
No, it's not the funny part. The funny part is when he woke up. Like when he was like actually.
Please tell me he was just like I want Olive Garden.
Yes, literally. That's like when he was able to like actually talk and everything. That was the first thing he wanted was Olive Garden.
Did he get it?
And he was like, can you please like can we leave and go to Olive Garden and then you can bring me back to the hospital? I'm like, no, we gotta stay at the hospital, but I can get you Olive Garden. So I literally went and got it and like brought it back. Cool. He was so happy.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I guess my family really loves Olive Garden. It's the first thing you want when you've been asleep for a month.
Right.
You should send Olive Garden a letter and let them know that happened. They might put them in a commercial or something. I mean, their commercials suck. It's all like,
I know, literally. But
breadsticks. Please, breadsticks.
All right, Shane, we've got a video we need to make.
That's actually an SNL sketch, though, where they make an Olive Garden commercial, and what they tell them is, like, act like you've never been in a restaurant before. Like, you've never seen breadsticks before. They're like,
oh, my gosh.
I literally just had, like, the vision of, like, a, like, Make-A-Wish commercial, except it's just Olive Garden.
What? Like, he's in bed, like, I just woke up and all I want is Olive Garden.
Cut that.
That would be a good
that whole thing.
Well, also the second thing he wanted was Polar Whip. And
no, that's fair.
No one up there knows what Polar Whip is. And he just kept saying, like, I want Polar Whip.
I am not a fan of
Polar Whip. No one outside 20 miles of
I know. And I'm pretty sure the doctors were like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. And I'm like, no, like it is a real place. Like burgers.
Everybody loves it, but I'm not a fan.
Oh, I love
don't like
it.
Polar Whip.
It's so good. Only one's
what
hot,
are your
though.
Thoughts on Polar Whip, Micah?
I don't know what Polar Whip
what?
Is.
And Heron, you've never had it?
I don't think so.
Oh, we got it.
Is it not ice cream? It's called
Polar
Whip.
No, it's so.
It's these really nasty burgers.
No. They're not nasty. Yeah, they're not.
They're soy burgers, but they're really soy burgers, good.
But they're like. So they've been open since like 1910 or something like that. And so their whole thing is that. They're like super cheap. Like I think
like a burger's like a dollar.
It's less. I think it's less. I think like a actual hamburger, like a normal hamburger is like 50 cents.
Yeah.
So you can get like two doubles like loaded and then like fries and like a large Coke for like $5.
Still. Yeah. But do they not sell ice cream? Why would they be called
Polar Whip?
No,
they also have ice cream, but it's just you don't go.
I've never had the ice cream though.
What? It's called Polar Whip.
The only issue with Polar Whip though that I will say is that like It's really good when it's hot. Like, you have to eat it, like, right then. As soon as it gets cold, it turns into, like, I don't even know. Like, you can't eat it.
It's not good anymore, but...
That's terrible.
So your thing about not having their ice cream reminds me when I went to... the first time I went to White Castle, I had fried chicken.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, my gosh. So...
White Castle.
On our way... So I had a work trip just recently. We were gone for 4 days, but we were driving to Tennessee, so it was about a six-hour drive. The CEO decides to buy each truck a Crave case.
Oh, yeah.
And we were all like, why did you do
this? And I'm sure each truck smelled amazing.
Oh, my God. Well, we threw it out. We threw it out an hour later. Like, we ate a few of them.
Right.
Which I...
Is this, what, 40 in a Crave case?
30. I thought it was 30, but right. I could be wrong about that. Point being, no, it stank the whole truck up. It was so bad.
Yeah, their stuff is very pungent.
Not only is it pungent, it's just, I don't think it's compatible with the human body. Like, it just, every time I've ever had it, which has only been twice, for a reason, it just, my intestines turn into, like, worms.
Right.
Ew!
They're just like, ugh.
Yeah, what I've read is that the patty is, like, in an individual tube, and they squeeze it.
I don't like that. You just made this. I didn't even know what you were about to say. Like, I just saw this motion. Like, I don't like it.
They think of Slim Jim, but it's just whatever they make those burgers with, and they're squeezing it.
That's literally the nastiest thing I've ever heard.
You look like you're going to cry. Are you okay?
Your eyes are watering.
I know. I'm like, ew.
Okay. She's so disgusted.
My pregnant wife
is going to throw up
the thought of
White Castle. This literally sounds so ew. It's like mystery meat.
Seriously. I mean, just disgusting.
I've heard they put like cabbage on it instead of onions or something like that, but I don't know.
No, they load that thing with onions. It's like onions? All onions.
I don't know
it's
where
like
I heard
tiny,
that.
Tiny, tiny onions. Yeah.
They're the probably the dehydrated ones.
I'm so glad I've only eaten that once now. I'll never eat it again now.
So, on that note, talking about food, what were we even.
Sweat over.
When we had this idea, we were talking. Okay, I remember where it came from. Okay.
Was it the Fazoli's
argument? Micah thinks everything here sucks now.
Yeah.
Not everything.
Not everything. So what's still good?
What's still good? I mean, just like, McDonald's french fries, they're good wherever you go.
Anywhere.
I've never even actually had it.
You know what? Somewhere I haven't met, like, PAGS. Like, I haven't been to PAG the Ice in a long time.
PAG? Oh, I haven't either.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I don't know if I've ever been there.
Okay, anyway, point being...
What's still good?
I
don't know, because there's not any, like, family-owned restaurants that I can even, like...
New Kahala.
I don't go to Carbondale to eat food. That's opposite end of Marion. Benny's is okay.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's all right.
For what it is.
Last time I went there
for a cheat meal, and that was... I had two entrees, and
you didn't even eat half a quarter of it.
I couldn't, because my stomach was so tiny.
Okay. What were you going to say, Micah, about Benny's?
I had lasagna and it was like mostly ricotta and that really put me off.
No, I had like tortellinis there not that long ago. It was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can give that a try.
Yeah. I love tortellini though. I'll eat any type.
I've heard the downtown dip is good. I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty solid actually. That was pretty
good. You should go. It's really good. Okay. Get the butter pecan. I know it's like kind of boring, but it's really, really good.
So, I don't like pecans. Well, does it have pecans in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had them on the show that I produce, and I ended up, we blindfolded the host and had her come on, and I was going to feed her one of the things of ice cream. Mm. I got a little scoop out, and then I took some hot sauce, and I put it on there, and I gave it to her just to mess with her.
Really?
I thought you were going to have her taste test other ice cream brands against her own. that would have made more sense.
Yeah. But you should definitely go there. And it's just like cute. It's just like a cute little
spot. Go. Hopefully I'll have it by next podcast and I can say, hey.
Yeah.
There's still hope in Southern Illinois.
On the next one, we'll talk more about food.
Maz Filipino. Cuisine in Marion, that place is pretty solid.
I did go there like forever ago.
They're really sweet. The owners are really sweet.
They're great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, we had them on the show too.
Okay, I'm not going to speak for all of Southern Illinois though, because there is some good stuff in like West Frankfort and like up there.
Yeah, I don't really go.
I don't either.
The Iron Whisk. Where is that?
Iron Whisk is really good.
Where was that?
I've heard good stuff.
It's good.
Hopton kind of area.
You know, anybody who listens to this that's outside of this area is going to be like, I have no idea.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fair point. I didn't consider that.
Because not the only people that listen to this aren't just from around our area.
Well, they can be, though.
Well, so I'm sure some of them are.
They can still hear about it.
Especially since we share it.
Visit Southern Illinois for the food. It's going to be great.
As we've been bashing most of the places. I know.
It's just me saying don't do it.
Don't do it.
Come here if you want to see, if you want really fresh air and wide open spaces.
Wineries are wine. Nice.
And wineries.
Yeah.
There's there a lot go. Of wine.
Yeah.
I'm just really hungry right now, and I want to eat something. And meth.
Did you just say meth?
And meth. Yeah, we do have a lot of meth.
And we have a lot of meth and a lot of wine. So if you're into that.
There's obviously not that much meth, because I've never seen any.
Well, have you ever looked?
No.
Exactly. But you've definitely seen meth.
You just said that you don't leave your house.
Yeah, there's no meth in my house.
Yeah, I hope there's no meth
you've
in your house.
You've seen people on meth, I guarantee.
Yeah, but I haven't actually ever seen meth, though.
I know, but you've seen the effects of meth. They've already
ingested
the meth.
Can't see what's already been taken. No shade to the meth heads.
Yeah.
You do you, girl boss. Don't do meth, kids. Don't do meth.
Did you say you do you, girl boss?
Girl dinner is
sweet
meth?
Sweet girl. Girl dinner. Girl dinner.
Have you heard about that, Rob?
No.
Oh. No.
Is it a TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Girl dinner is the concept that it's just snacks. Like, it's not real food.
Like, you're not actually cooking food. You're, right. like, going to have some cottage cheese with pineapple.
Right.
And then Triscuits. And then popcorn.
Perfect.
Wow, we really just hit a flat spot.
Well, because Rob was like, no one's going to know about any of these local foods. Oh, I loved one of those again, but I can't.
You could. You just got to keep it quiet. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it'll be like...
It's not going to work. Rob, what's your favorite place to eat that people would know about?
Oh, it's just straight up Chinese food. Mm. Chinese food followed very, 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 very closely by Mexican food.
Mm, that's fair.
I love Mexican food.
Yep, I had some Mexican food while I was out on a shoot recently. I had me some fajitas. Mm. And one of the girls that was with us ordered this stuff called molotes. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like... chicken inside of like this cornmeal thing, and it's deep fried, and I'm like, oh my god, this looks so good.
Does it look like a little dinner pancake?
No, it would look like somebody took like a bunch of batter and just dropped it in the deep fryer.
No, you're talking about pupusas.
Oh yeah, pupusas.
Yeah, no, this was like all, it looked like it was all like
like what?
Okay,
I made that sound for the people who aren't watching the podcast. They can get a visual.
Something I'm really excited about, I know I'm still food, so it's fine. We're gonna go to the fair soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm really
we
wanting
have a state
some
fair
like
in our area.
Street corn.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh my god. So good. Elote. Elote. Yes. Lots of
if they're gonna put some mayonnaise on it, mm-hmm. give me some like some seasonings and some Parmesan cheese.
I'm a corn girl. I love corn.
Me too.
We just got how many six dozen ears?
Six dozen ears
from my grandma's cousin. He's a farmer.
Was that 82? No, 72. Ears of corn?
A lot.
But it's very sweet and delicious, and we had to, like, shuck all of it, blanch it,
did you put it in the microwave to shuck it?
What?
Yeah, I read that, or I watched this video one time. You put it in the microwave, and then you can, it just slides right off.
No, me and Shane were, like, beast savages.
I like shucking
corn. Me too. It's kind of like...
It has a fun sound.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I like shucking corn, but I hate snapping green beans.
Mm, yeah. It's just not the same.
No, it's I don't know.
It's because with corn, you're like opening a prize. It's like reminiscent of
what's
going to
be
morning.
In this one? Oh, it's more corn.
It's corn.
Yeah,
but I love corn.
So. I love corn, so it's fine.
So do you have to snap green beans? Can you not just cut them?
Well, they have strings in them.
Yeah.
Like garden green beans.
Aren't those all green beans are from the garden at some point.
Well, no, boom, some are owned. From the farm.
Yeah, they still have strings. They got snapped somehow.
Okay, but
a farm is just a big garden.
There's probably some green beans that don't have strings.
I'm sure that there is a stringless variety.
Yeah.
But I don't have any.
I'm going to Google it.
Please do.
Stringless green beans.
Ask ChatGPT.
Well, I've been really obsessed with like watching gardeners on TikTok lately. And they have like these really purple, pretty green beans. And I'm like, but they still call them green beans.
I mean,
shouldn't
the
they be called
stringless
purple
bean?
Oh, yep. Shouldn't they be called purple beans at
I
that point?
I would think so, yeah.
because they're like purple. But also, why do they always call purple things blue? Like,
oh, like blueberries and stuff.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And there's like these little purple looking potatoes. They call those blue potatoes.
Maybe they used to be blue back when they were named, and then now like they've been so like modified and grown over and mm-hmm. over again that the colors changed a little bit.
Maybe. Also, did you know that watermelon was actually originally from Africa?
I told you this in the car on the yeah. way here. You can't steal my fact.
I don't know. Fact, Shane, I think she can.
Shane does it all the time to me. But
I think a lot of fruits weren't native here. I want to say pineapples aren't native here.
No,
oh,
really? So. Yeah. Peaches? Peaches are from China.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So here's my question. So
what was here? Corn?
Corn, tomatoes,
rice.
No,
rice is not. No, from
I
here.
Think we do have a variety of wild rice, but it's not.
I thought
like
rice was mainly from India.
Oh,
rice.
Wait, meth.
Yeah,
we do got that.
Yeah,
all citrus fruits are not native to America.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this: back before they were moving fruits around mm-hmm. to different continents, you didn't know what an orange was.
That's so sad.
Like, so
it'd be
how,
like a rare treat. That's why in like the 40s and the 20s, an orange would be put in a stocking probably because it was like a rare.
Do you still get oranges in your stocking? I do.
I don't, but that's cute.
Yeah, because my great grandma would always put oranges in our stockings. And
that's so cute.
Just, like,
I read a book a long time ago, just one. And
it was The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Yep, and he ate an orange.
No,
so it was something about this girl who had never had an orange before in her life, and somebody gave her one, and she peeled it and ate the peel and threw the middle part away because she didn't know any better.
A little sour.
I honestly have no idea. Comment below if you know what book that is, because I would like to read it again. Hopefully I like it, and I remember the words.
Okay, I'm hitting us with a new intro just in case we decide to cut that entire last part of the episode. So, one moment. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Nonsense Stuff Podcast. And we're asking ChatGPT what the best fruit is, and they say it's blueberries.
What?
Do you have an opinion on that?
I disagree. I don't like blueberries.
Let me look. Packed with antioxidants and vitamins, blueberries are known for their sweet, tart flavor and health benefits.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean,
it.
They are good
to
for
me,
you.
They're bitter.
Yeah, I don't really like blueberries either.
You think a blueberry's bitter?
Yep.
It depends on the blueberry. Some are bitter, some are sweet.
I really
also,
like...
Also, I don't like that stuff that's on top of it that looks like a little crown.
Yeah.
To me, that
really?
Like, it tastes, texture. It tastes like wood.
Blueberries it's almost are like my I'm eating favorite tree bark. Fruit. It's not... There's no... Like, no competition.
Yeah. No.
Like, I could eat...
I bet you don't like raspberries, do you? I bet.
Oh, I like raspberries.
I love raspberries.
Nope. I'm not a huge...
I like the little hairs on
me
them.
Me too. I like them little hairs. Also, I just love the, like, little squishy texture.
They're cute.
It's, I mean, like,
they're
it's like they're gummies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they're little gummies.
I think my second would be blueberries. I mean, not blueberries. Sorry. Blackberries. I really like blackberries too.
So, Lucas gave me a blackberry one time. Mm-hmm. Lucas is a friend of ours, everybody. He gave me a blackberry one time and I was like, oh, this is so good. And then he gave me another one and I was like, oh, this is so bad. So I don't know. I don't know if my taste buds are messed up, probably from when I hit my head as a child.
That's probably. Fair.
But there are so many fruits that I just like, nope.
Do you like kiwis?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had one.
See, well, you need to try one.
What about what?
And I didn't like it.
What about dragon fruit? Has anybody
had I haven't had it.
It's not very flavorful.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be, actually. Yeah. It's just, like, white, and I'm like, I feel like it's not.
It doesn't look juicy. It's very crunchy because the seeds.
Yeah. Mm. Do you like pomegranates?
I don't know if I've ever had one.
I like
pomegranates.
It's
they're hard to eat.
Yeah.
They're hard to eat, but
that's probably why I never had it.
It's grapefruit?
I just gave up halfway through. Grapefruit tastes really bitter and bland to me.
When I was a kid, I loved grapefruit, probably because I didn't know any better, but now I hate it. It's so sour.
Yeah, so to me,
it's really good.
Maybe I should try it again.
It's so bitter. Like lemons, to me, they're more bitter than sour.
I love lemons. Love lime.
I love the smell of them, but they're so bitter. It's more bitter than sour, which is weird. I don't understand that.
Also, I feel like I like the smell of oranges better than I like actually like to eat them.
I'm the other way. I love oranges.
Me too.
I don't know. They're just not my
favorite. I think oranges are my favorite.
I just don't like, they're so stringy. Like, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the fiber that you need in your body.
Right.
Maybe I don't like fiber.
Yeah. Nobody does.
Just no. Eat paper.
You didn't like pineapple? No, Shane doesn't like pineapple.
Yeah, I like pineapple.
Ooh, I love pineapple.
I love pineapple too. And coconut. Is coconut a fruit? Person.
Let me find out.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it a fruit?
Or is it a nut? Is it a gourd? Yeah, it could be a nut.
I feel like it would be because it says a nut.
Is it a nut?
You know what's really dumb about pineapples?
They're not apples.
No, you only get one.
Yeah, from one plant. It takes like 2 years to grow.
Yeah, it takes like 3 years to get one pineapple and that's it.
From it.
Like, and that's that. It's done.
I mean, I see a bunch of pineapples in the store, so.
I know. Think how many of those they have to plant and replant every year to supply our need for pineapples.
Speaking of that, like getting stuff at the store, I have heard of people being like, why are you killing animals to get their meat when you can just go to the store and buy it?
Yeah.
Like, how out of touch do you have to be?
I feel like that was on Reddit or something.
I feel like that's just a meme and that most people aren't actually saying that.
I have an answer about
the coconut. I just want to believe that people are saying that.
A coconut is considered a fruit. Specifically, it's classified as a drupe, which is a type of fruit. A D-R-U-P-E, drupe.
Oh.
That's a new word.
Which is a type of fruit that has an outer fleshy part surrounding a hard inner shell with a seed inside.
It's like an avocado.
Like an avocado.
Thanks. I love that everybody knows that reference.
Nope, not everybody.
Also, no, you know what? I asked ChatGPT to be a child and pick the best fruit, and they said watermelon.
Aww,
which
cute.
I actually probably I understand that.
So let me ask you this: why is watermelon so much better after you've been swimming all day?
You're dehydrated.
Is that it? But I've just
is
been
anybody hearing that.
Yeah, it doesn't get recorded.
Okay.
We were talking about that last time when we had you on the TV. It doesn't get recorded.
I feel like watermelon is best when you have ribs at the same time.
I could
watermelon
see that.
And ribs.
Yeah. So why am I dehydrated after I've been in a body of water?
Chlorine dries your skin.
Oh, yeah,
but it was in the lake too. Like I was swimming in the lake, and they were so much better.
I mean, you are burning calories. You're sweating.
Yeah, you're sweating in the water, which is not fun.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that answers that.
Next question for ChatGPT. Let's go. We have to answer all life's questions by our AI overlords.
Yeah, we need to get them accustomed to us already so that they don't like...
I, for one, accept our AI overlords.
What was that from?
I don't remember.
Somebody just pooped their pants?
It sounded like it.
No, it's my chair. Well,
sure it
right,
is.
Do it again.
Yeah. Yeah,
no.
Shane pooped his pants.
Yep.
What's funny is if you wouldn't have said anything, nobody would know where it came from because we can't tell what direction things are coming from these headphones on. Amanda, how much water have you been drinking? How much water is in there?
101.4 fluid ounces.
That's a lot of water. You're trying to make your baby go swimming or something?
You're supposed to drink a lot of water when you're pregnant. I don't know why.
You're supposed to drink a lot of water all the time.
Well, yeah. But it's more important, I guess, when you're pregnant.
Well, yeah, because you got a baby in there.
Well, yeah. No one really cares about you until you have another baby in your body. Another baby?
You already are the baby. Yeah. So the baby's in the baby.
But yeah. What was I going to say? I just forgot. I'm sorry.
Something about fruit and ChatGPT. And
I mean, you were saying something that was interesting. Not that the rest of the conversation hasn't been interesting. I said that really weird. You said nobody cares about you until you have a baby in your body. And that's always something that I feel like does kind of happen. Or people are all suddenly like, how are you? What is it? Yeah.
Well, also when you get pregnant, like people come out of the woodwork. It's you're like, I've never met you before in my life, and you're talking about me, people?
Yeah.
Why? It's so weird.
Is that happening?
Yes. I literally went on a whole rant about this to Shane earlier.
She did.
Well, we didn't hear it.
I can't do it on the camera, but yeah. Well, also your doctors, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go to your OBGYN, like when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
They don't care about you. You're just like a little housing vessel.
Yeah.
You're just the incubator.
And then you'll be like, I've been so sick, like sick. Like, real, I can't do anything. And they're like, that's normal. Yep. That's normal.
Baby's happy.
Yeah, it's perfect. And then everyone's like, oh, you're sick? Like, great. That's perfect. That means no. The baby is really, really sticking in there.
Wow.
That's what I had a guy at work tell me that we were talking about. And he's like, I was like, yeah, man, she's been really sick. She can't like all the time, like not even just in the morning. He's like, that's great.
Yeah. Everyone's like, it's perfect. I'm so happy she's lost 11 pounds and can't eat anything.
Oh, man.
And swimming around in her own vomit in the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was cut out of that episode, so nobody knows what we're talking about.
So whenever we went on vacation, I was, like, sick basically the whole time. And I was, like, really feeling okay. So I was swimming. Shane was looking for shelves. And then all of a sudden it just hit me, and I just started throwing up all over the place.
It's like The Exorcist, man. Like, it was incredible. I think, honestly, if there hadn't been for the ocean current, it probably would have propelled her, like, forward.
Shane literally...
Well, backward, probably. Otherwise,
forward,
her head would...
backward, you know,
Shane was, direction? Like, having to hold me up on my elbow. I was going,
so,
like,
the baby would have literally been driving a submarine.
Yeah, basically.
Thumbnail.
Oh, yeah, we should have gotten a picture of my dad for the thumbnail, which I forgot. That's all right, I'll get a photo of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll need to do that, because I've been using the cartoons way too much. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, being pregnant is weird sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just weird things that you don't,
your
you
baby,
wouldn't know about.
Your baby is literally wearing a mech suit.
What does that mean? What's a mech suit?
He's calling you a mech suit.
Like a mechanical suit. Oh. Like, and it's just controlling you around.
I hope not. That's really weird.
Like, the baby's in there with controls like me.
Oh my gosh, like Plankton on that SpongeBob episode.
Amanda's gone. She's just
Have you guys heard, like, the AI, like, of Plankton, like, singing songs?
Oh, my God, yes.
It's so funny.
It's great.
I've done nothing but edit podcasts and work recently, so I don't know anything that you're talking about.
I mean, I also work, but in between works, I watch TikTok.
That's what I'm doing.
He phones.
I can't get on TikTok. I just can't stand it.
I'm kind of addicted a little bit.
I'm not on it either. I get enough from the Instagram reels. I don't
No, here's the problem. I also watch Instagram reels, but they're like dollar store TikToks.
Ooh, okay.
Like, it's just like, it's the leftovers.
Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Not the good stuff.
No. Like, it's always just like the repost of like the TikTok, which was way better when I saw it the first time. And then like everything else. Gotcha. It's not as good as the
quality. People really are against TikTok though, really.
No, I understand. I really do. Mm-hmm. I just don't care. Well, also, China can have my data.
Well, I know. That's what I was going to say. People talk about China having your data.
I just wish that if they were going to sell my data to China, that I could sell my data to China instead.
But you don't know your data.
Right, but I wish they would give me access to it.
What
so
is
I
your
could
data?
Yeah, what's in your data?
I mean, if they want to know, like, what I've been Googling or, you know... I don't know. What else do they get from data?
I don't know. What's the data they're getting?
I mean, it's literally everything. All your browsing habits.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Like, well, what times you browse, what you use to browse. Like, if you look for, like, one item, and then you go search an article about something else, and then you go read, like, you go to something else, and it's like they can take that and, like, figure out basically what you're going to, like, how they can market to you to get you to buy whatever they want.
I really don't care.
It's all about consumerism.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just have ad blockers, so it doesn't matter.
I just wish that I could sell it.
For profit.
For my own gain.
No, I feel you.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, you could. You just have to, like, put it in a spreadsheet and send it over to them.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Export
of work.
It as a CSV and send it to them. Talk spreadsheets to me.
Now, if you keep on saying those words, most boring podcast ever.
There we go. Yeah. I do follow an Instagram account that's just Excel hacks. I use Excel, so I'm like, sure.
Yeah, all right, Shane, it sounds like we're about to start talking about Excel.
Here we go.
Microsoft Office, you better get on board.
If you ever find yourself, and I'm looking directly at the camera so you know I'm talking to you, if you ever find yourself excited about an Excel spreadsheet, it means you have entered the low point of your life and you need to find something else.
I got excited when I created a formula that would like keep the cell blank unless you put something in it, and then it would add stuff. I was like, yes, it worked.
Do you hear yourself right now?
Huh?
Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, is it boring? Yeah.
Right. If your 9-year old self heard you say that, they would be very disappointed.
They would be like, what's Excel?
Well, his 9-year old self was riding bikes on the roof.
Yeah, so. I know. Doesn't that sound a lot better than an Excel spreadsheet?
Give me a diet chocolate soda I can hit with my baseball bat. I feel like we should do that. I feel like we should go do that and just like hit soda cans with baseball bats for fun.
Yeah,
just
dude, I'm totally
Can we do a podcast while we do that?
Well, that'll be a separate video.
Can we do the podcast?
We'll need to get like little headsets, waterproof headsets, so we can actually do it.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah.
No, I think we should set up like a wipeout. You know? Have you watched Wipeout?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But where are we going to get this budget?
I don't know.
We'll buy all the stuff from the Dollar Tree.
Yeah,
Dollar
Inner Tubes.
Yeah. Subscribe to our Patreon right here, which we are re-upping just so that we can make the Wipeout course.
Okay, I would like to
And then we're going to close it.
Fill a baby pool with like chocolate pudding or something that you have to like.
Now you're speaking my language.
Jump over.
I feel like
somehow.
This is just turning into
just
like.
I would just stop and I'll just eat it.
Can we fill a pool full of Orbeez?
Yeah, you can.
But what, is this a Mr. Beast video?
Yeah, we're actually now hijacking. Like, so Mr. Beast always talks about, I've been listening to on podcasts say, like, I'm just tired of people copying me. Well, we're now copying you.
Stop creating such great content if you don't want to be copied.
Yeah, so we're going to fill a pool for Orbeez and chocolate pudding. See, that's not copying. Oh man, I pivoted.
Right. That's like stretching the truth. We're just going to take your idea and build on it.
I just want ice cream, like a giant thing of ice cream. I know it would melt so fast.
Would you get in it?
Oh, well, heck yeah. It's like fantasy, right? You're just trying all the different flavors. It's like nothing matters.
Let us know in the comments if you want to see Micah and ice cream.
Oh, man.
Let's be a little careful with that.
Yeah. There we go. Maybe it doesn't sound as good.
This will be the most commented on video. You know that.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Or subscribe to Micah's OnlyFans.
Put it in my hair and then like drink it out of my hair. I'm just like thinking of all these gross.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
No, you got to do that for the views.
Excel spreadsheets and Micah drinking ice cream out of her hair. Those are hell right there.
So you know ice cream is frozen, right?
Well, yes.
But it don't melt.
Yeah,
but
I'm picturing
You swimming around in it. That's going to be really cold.
We finally warmed up. We've got on the flow now. We're good. This podcast has been saved.
I would wait till it gets like.
Change poop his pants again.
He did.
Yeah. I heard it.
I did.
No, what were you saying?
I would wait till it gets like that perfect consistency. Like, think like a DQ blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
I know it'll be cold. But I can go in there. I don't have to wear a bathing suit. No. I can wear like a winter
jacket
and just jump in and just.
I love it.
And just eat it.
Yeah,
I
think
it
would be
stopping
great.
Me. Nobody. Seriously. What can the government do?
What can they do?
The government do?
What can they do? Nothing.
Come at me, Alphabet Boys. I'm getting in that ice cream bag.
You know they'll find a way to tax that. They'll just be like, they're like, yep, each stroke that you do through there is just another $8.
$8? Wow.
Okay, words that are banned
inflation.
On nonsense.podcast. Taxes.
Oh.
Excel spreadsheets, and
Micah's hair.
Micah's hair.
Let's just get rid of the whole Microsoft Office while we're
the whole Microsoft suite.
Yeah.
Who even uses Windows? Micah, and so on the next podcast, since we have to get rid of your hair, you need to be bald.
Wait, we have to get rid of.
Yeah, you
we
have
can't.
To shave your head. Sorry, I don't know.
Oh, that's
you.
A hard ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to grow my hair out, guys.
How much would it take to shave your head?
God, that's a good question.
All right, yeah, this will decide if we're going to reinstate Patreon.
Patreon tier for shaving Micah's head.
Is it more than $9?
Obviously.
Okay, I'll just start throwing numbers. I'll just start throwing numbers.
Okay,
$100.
Oh God, no.
$500.
No.
$1,000.
No.
$20,000.
No.
$20,000?
Wow, we're really going up.
$200,000.
My hair is insured for $90,000.
Okay.
$91,000.
Yeah, $91,000.
No, I was going to say like $500,000.
$500,000.
But now but you know what?
That's our
maybe
goal.
That's too much.
That's the top tier.
You know.
What else do you get for the top for the Micah? So we're going to have to call it the bald tier.
The Micah bald experience.
The bald tier, and you get Micah's hair shaved off and made into a wig. That you can wear.
Right.
Wait, only one person can get it, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is probably
no, here's what we'll do is we'll use her hair to make a bunch of mullets.
called the Micah mullet.
Or like, the Micah mullet. Have you seen those like bun clip-ons?
Yeah.
On Amazon.
Like for like a man, like a man bun.
Yeah, like you. That would like you could spread that.
I think
out.
We could. Okay, so I think we can that. Only make like probably four wigs though.
You get that. What else do you get?
An ice cream
the exclusive
pool.
Yeah, video of me in the ice cream pool. Right.
But don't get the wrong idea. She is in a parka.
Yes, yeah. I'll be fully clothed. Yeah. And it'll be so ugly. I mean, just.
Micah does eat with a certain vigor, and she's a little aggressive. She's a little aggressive.
So now the tier under that is the foodie tier, where Micah just eats stuff. What? And you do get a weekly video.
That's a thing, though. People like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are like, going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like why it's right under
Asian
the ball
women
tier.
Right.
Eating like live octopus. Just
$400,000. For the mere price of $400,000 a month.
We just need some like weird Saudi Arabian prince to come across this video.
You know who you are. And you know you
somebody's
want to subscribe.
Really weird taste.
What is happening?
I don't know. Where
we're
are
just
we?
Trying to sell Micah's wares.
Well,
they tried to sell me on the podcast tonight.
I could see you going home and be like, how'd it go? You're like, they tried to sell me.
I've been trafficked.
And trafficked by me.
Apparently, I'm going to be bald next week.
Bald and eating things for profit.
Oh my gosh. I just pictured a bald Micah just handfuls of ice cream.
I don't know what my head looks like. I'm not going to lie. Like my head shape. Uh-huh. Like you always wonder, like, is it
they
looking?
I don't know. I feel like you might be able to pull it off. I feel like I could see it.
I've been
like,
told I could by one person. So
there's only one way we can find out.
No, there's bald apps. Oh, wait, no, Patreon, yeah.
Patreon, $500,000 bald tier, you know you want it, okay. Well, how do you keep that going? Do you have to keep on shaving your head every month?
No, yeah, she has to keep it bald.
Oh, you have to, God. For what, until they stop subscribing?
Yep, if you continue to pay.
Gonna, I mean, that's $500,000.
I mean, if I'm set for life, I can wear a wig, who cares?
Yeah, that's true. No, that's fair.
The podcast gets $400,000. Micah gets $100,000.
I don't know if that's enough. I feel like that's not even split for shaving your head.
No, I don't think so either.
At least 200.
This is fine.
Well, 200,000 a month is actually pretty. That's pretty good.
I don't know. I mean, man. We could do a lot of stuff with 200 grand a month.
No, that's true. And you can find out what else we could do with 200 grand a month if you subscribe to the Patreon.
At the low price of 500. At the low price of $500,000 a month. See,
it's just going crazy.
Shane, stop pooping your pants.
It's so full.
There's so much in there.
Ew.
Now we're getting back to our roots because you remember the first couple episodes of the podcast? Like literally like 1, 2, and 3.
This we talked is what about the people wanted, okay? Yeah. We just had to get past ideas. We had to get past actually having any kind of subject. And now we are on to the money.
Just talking about the stuff.
Are you talking about when you first started the podcast? Like the very years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Episodes 1, 2, and 3. Like we were talking about poop a lot.
Mm. Yeah. That's an idea.
I feel like what else can we revisit? You know what I mean? Like what else can we revisit that was good from the stash, from the cash?
Childhood.
From
the revisit our childhoods.
Yeah, the talking about, I mean, we did just recently talk about our past. Mm. Well, I mean, in podcast time we did, it was only like 4 episodes ago.
I mean, five. Like the Katugi.
Yeah, the Katugi. I don't know Area what was 51? Happening on that episode. I was so lost.
I was there.
So I recently talked to Jeremy. Jeremy was on that episode. Yeah, I recently talked to him and I was like, we got to bring you back on so we can find out what's been going on in Area 51.
That was right before everyone was supposed to storm Area 51.
Yeah.
So
I was so lost during that podcast because they both took off and just went on their own little thing. And I'm like, I don't understand what's
happening.
You're
just like chilling.
Yeah. And then Michael ended up drawing a Katugi and that became a shirt. And now it's like the favicon on our website. And like, that's kind of like
what's
our little.
What's a Katugi? I obviously didn't watch the show.
All right. You know what? You're not on the podcast anymore.
You're gonna have to listen to that episode. It's really in depth.
Yeah. Okay.
Really goes in depth in there.
It's the Katugi was a creature that Jeremy and Michael created on the spot. They said that they rode them into battle.
Area 51.
And it has like an elephant nose, human eyes, elephant ears, it has human feet, a horse tail. Mm-hmm.
sounds hideous. Yeah. What is the body with all these parts?
So, I don't know if I have an image of it anywhere. I, if you watch, the pickle incident, you will see me wearing a Katugi shirt.
Okay.
We actually have a shirt of it. So, yeah, it's a very hideous looking creature, but it is kind of adorable though.
It has that little stubbed toe.
Yeah. It stubbed its toe. I actually spent, when I was creating that, so Michael drew it on a whiteboard. So it just had the outline and I went in and I traced it, in Illustrator, and then I colored it and added shadows and stuff. And I actually spent time making realistic looking eyeballs, like the irises and everything. I made it look like it was realistic. So, I had a lot of fun with that. So yeah, the Katugi was a fun episode.
That was solid.
Yeah.
That was a solid idea.
One of my favorites though was when, what was it?
I found it.
Oh, you found it? Me wearing that shirt. One of my favorites was whenever we were talking about Frosted Fleeks.
Yeah.
And Frosted we were Fleeks. Trying to get him to understand all the, what is it? The,
what's
the slang and stuff. Yeah,
slang. The lingo.
Yeah, because you were like, when you were like, ship them or whatever, I was like, I don't even know what that means.
Well, now all that stuff is like dead passed. Now. Yeah.
But you were laughing so hard in that episode. Like, you died laughing.
It was hilarious.
And that was back when you were just a guest
yeah.
on the episode. And you were our biggest fan.
Biggest fan.
Yeah.
Well, I used to work at this dog kennel, and I would literally just be doing my job listening to the podcast. Yep.
And now you are the podcast.
Yep. I am the face of the podcast.
Your little cartoon is super adorable, by the way, though.
It is really cute.
So I think all of ours are super cute.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's true.
I'm glad I did the space buns.
So it's cute. Yeah. Cause you were like, should I do them? I'm like, yes, please do them.
Yeah.
And then Shane's little guy that you don't typically see it, but the illustrator that I have, we have an illustrator in South Africa who drew the cartoons for us, and Shane has a little bucket of sand next to him.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So we don't really put it in all of them because it's not relevant. But yeah, there's a little bucket of sand next to your little character.
That's cute.
So if we ever do talk about going to the beach or something,
you could put it in there.
It'll make an appearance.
Yeah.
Wow.
How long are we talking now?
We're about 50 minutes in. We don't have to keep going. We can end it if we want to.
Yeah.
Because we did start out talking about food.
I know.
And I'm super hungry.
Me too. I'm really starved.
So I think we end it. But I think we need to end it on a good note here.
Pulls out my gun.
And on that note.
No, Micah, wrong kind of ending it.
I think we need to just, we're doing this backwards. And I think that's kind of the nature of just, you know, of nonsense, of just plain nonsense. I think what we do, and most people build a solid audience before upping the Patreon, right? But we've already gone against the flow there.
Right.
So I think we need to decide on air, this is a live discussion.
It's not live.
What is the $1, what do you get for a dollar? And what do you get for $500?
Oh, actually, we had that before, and I think it was a dollar you would get your name entered into like a quarterly drawing to get a prize or something like that, and you would get your name at the end of the episode.
Mistakes have never been so high.
Did you say mistakes have never been so high?
The mistakes and the stakes have never been so high.
Did you say steak? Are we talking about food again?
We can be.
So yeah, that's what that was for a dollar. And then there was one that was like, if you did $1,000 a month, you would a month, and you had to set it up that way. We would actually fly you to come see us.
That's very good.
And we would hang out.
Wow. Well, yeah, with $1,000.
Yeah.
But we actually actively discouraged people from doing the $1,000 a month tier because we're like, don't do it.
Won't actively discourage you from subscribing to the bald tier.
Dude, seriously, if we get a message and you have for they're like, I'll give you $500,000, I'll be like, listen, Micah.
We will have to call Micah's
bluff. I need contract. I need to shock their hand. I need to shake their hand.
That's very good.
Right.
Okay, I don't know where this has gone.
We need to end it so we can go eat.
Okay, we can end it. We're ending it.
Is that what we're doing now? The few, the proud, the Marines. I'm sorry.
See you guys next time. Marines.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
All right, so where are we going to go eat?
Oh, no.
Is Freddy's still open?
Till 10.
This is going to be the best outro ever. Just us sitting here doing nothing.
Where?
Just searching on our phones.
To eat.
I mean, they don't hear us regularly, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. It'll be us talking. Somebody doesn't watch the podcast.
Not till the end.
Oops.
ChatGPT says the moon landing's real.
That's good.